Bible says is an essential in order to come to a right knowledge of God, you know, get on the right side of God, that is, because in the Bible you see God has revealed to us the things that we must needs know. Knowledge, you know, knowledge, don't get knowledge out of matter. That's why evolution can't be true. That's why it's a lie. Because knowledge doesn't come from matter, knowledge comes from an intelligent mind. And knowledge, of course, well, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us. Without Him, you see, we can't do nothing. We can't know nothing, and we can't do nothing. Because you can't do nothing without knowledge. You gotta have knowledge first. And knowledge doesn't come from matter. It comes from an intelligent mind. So you see, knowledge, the knowledge that's required that we need, well, in the Bible, God's Word. So I offer a copy to you. It's an extract from the Bible. Yes, they can do it as you will. If you'd like one, feel free to come and ask for one. But, you know, the Bible, it's God's revelation, where God has revealed certain things, kind of things that we really do need to know. For instance, what is God like? Well, the Bible, you see, is the revelation of the character of God. What is He like? He's invisible, yeah? He's a spirit being. He's, holy. He's true. You know, always speaks the truth, tells the truth, you know. God is love. He's a God of wrath. He's angry with the wicked every day. You want a right, you want a true perspective on God, well, you got to go to the Bible because, well, there's nowhere else that God has revealed Himself in a way that you and I, we need to know. So knowledge of God and the knowledge of what God is like, the Bible, the Word of God, given to us for that reason, for that purpose. But then the Bible is also a revelation, a knowledge of what you and I are like. Now, I know you go to the mirror on the wall every morning and it tells you the same lie every time. It tells you that you're the fairest of them all. But of course, you know in your heart of hearts, that's not really true. You're not the fairest of them all. But if you look into the mirror of God's Word, His holy law, because the Bible says by the law is the knowledge of sin. When you look into the mirror of God's law, you see what you're really like. Not that fancy dude that you see in the mirror with a nice hairdo, the makeup, you know, the nice clothes on. That's just the outward image. But God's law penetrates the heart, you see, and reveals to us what we're really like, what we're like on the inside. And that's not nice. It's not nice, it really is not nice. Bible says that we got hearts that are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And we can't even know the depths of our sin unless God reveals it to us. So two things, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of yourself, what you're truly, what you really like, a sinner in the eyes of a holy God, but also it's a revelation of the righteousness of God. And that righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel because, you see, our righteousnesses, that's our best deeds, that's our good deeds, you know, that we do in kindness for other people, and maybe even have a religious, smear, tincture to it. But friends, our righteousness, as God says, are like filthy rags. God can't touch them. You see, we are born, we are conceived in sin, we are sinful natures, so therefore everything about us that we do, say, and think is tinctured with sin. So therefore unacceptable to God. So if your righteousness is shot to pieces, and mine, if everybody has sinned as God says and come short of His glory, if our righteousnesses are tatters or rags, unacceptable to God, where are we going to find a righteousness that's suitable and acceptable to God? Well, the Bible tells us about the revealed righteousness of God. The righteousness that came down from heaven. Found in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born of a woman, born of the Virgin Mary, born into this world, born under the law, but who, unlike you and I, kept the law of God to the utmost perfection. He is utterly and absolutely righteous. And so it is in Him and in Him alone that you and I can be made or counted righteous in the sight of God. Your righteousness in the bin, rags, no good. But God has revealed another righteousness, a righteousness that is by faith in the gospel, faith in the good news concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ. So the person who believes in Jesus, believes the gospel, is credited with this perfect righteousness of the Son of God. God made Him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin, for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him, through faith in Him. So you see, friends, the Bible, revelation of the knowledge of God, knowledge of sin, knowledge of what you are truly like, and the revealed righteousness, the perfect righteousness of God that can be yours through faith in the Son of God. But also, the Bible is a revelation of the wrath of God. Because the Bible says that the wrath of God is being revealed already, now, presently, being revealed against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth of the knowledge of God in their unrighteousness and their wickedness. Because men, you see, and women, instead of embracing the revelation of God, knowledge of God as a holy being, holy character, instead of embracing the true knowledge of themselves, repenting of their sin and receiving the revealed righteousness of God in His Son Jesus Christ in the gospel, what they do is they suppress the truth of the knowledge of God that they have innately.
Have you just seen someone in a bike?
You
just stole my thing.
Oh, dear, sorry, ma'am. Really, no, I did not. I'm sorry. That's dreadful. You see, Steve?
What?
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. So you see, the young lady, a guy in a bike just stole a necklace, you know, and she's distraught. Thieves everywhere. Thieves and liars, murderers and rapists everywhere. To save the world's end, to save humanity. You know? It's the revealed wrath of God. Because here's the thing, friends, you see that, you know, when you embrace this lie, you know, of evolution, when you embrace this philosophy of men that there is no God, what God does in effect is He says, okay, you don't want my power, you don't want my grace, you don't want my righteousness, you don't want my salvation. Okay, He says, you know, in effect, I'll open the door, through you go, He gives you a shove through the door, and He gives you over to another power. He gives you over to the power of yourself. And friends, that's the most dreadful thing that can happen to any human being on this planet Earth. For God to give them over to the power of themselves, to give you over, to give you what you want, you know? Some parents do that, you know? and they ruin their children. You ever notice that? They just keep on giving their kids exactly what they want, and they just totally, absolutely ruin them. Well, that's what God says to you in effect. You know, you continue to suppress the truth about me in your unrighteousness. I'll give you over to the power of yourself. I'll give you over to what you want. And the end of that's disaster. The end of that's what you see in the world. The chaos, the murder, the vengeance, the unforgiveness, the malice, the hatred, the sodomy, the fornication, the illegitimate children. Friend, that's what you're given over to when you suppress the truth of the knowledge of God that you have. Every single man, woman, and child on this planet knows that God is. There's no such thing as an atheist. There really isn't. But God says in His Word, He has made it plain to you, shown it to you, you even clearly understand that God is. But you suppress the truth in the knowledge, the truth of the knowledge of God in unrighteousness, and God gives you over to the power of yourself. That's a tragedy. And then, friends, here's the revelation too, still in the Bible, of the righteous judgment of God that's to come upon the entire, the whole human race. And the day of the Lord is called in the Bible an awesome, a terrible day, and it will come, Jesus says, like a thief in the night, when you least expect it. You know, if you knew when the thief was coming, well, you'd be ready, wouldn't you? You'd have the police there, you'd have dogs there, you'd have the alarm set, you know. You wouldn't be lying in bed asleep. But here's the thing, friends. When the Son of God, when Jesus comes, when the day of the Lord comes, the day of judgment comes, it will be like a thief in the night when you least expect it. And what will He find you doing when He comes? Huh? What will He find you doing? Will He find you reveling in your sin? Will He find you in the darkness? Will He find you in your unbelief? Will He find you uncircumcised in heart? Will He find you still in your old sin nature in which you were born? Or will He find you as a new creature in Jesus Christ, born again of the Spirit of God, washed in the Savior's blood, because that's what you need, because that's an awesome and that's a fearful day, the day of the Lord, when He comes to judge the world in righteousness. And that day is not far off. That day is close at hand. And so I warn you to flee from the present, the wrath of God already being revealed against your ungodliness and unrighteousness. But to flee from the wrath to come, to turn from the power of self to the power of God, that you might be saved. Because the gospel, you see, the revelation of the gospel of God that makes a man or woman creditsome, countsome as righteous in the sight of God. Through the gospel, the good news, the power of God for salvation to everyone who's religious, no, for everyone who's respectable, everyone who's morally upright, no. Friends, there's none good, says God, not even one. There's not a single good person, you know. You people who say you're good people, you know, I'm a good person, you say, yeah. I hope to go to heaven. I think I'll go to heaven. I'm not sure, but I think so. I'm a good person. No lies, as you told. No liar shall ever enter heaven, says God. You ever lusted after the opposite sex? Nothing unclean will ever, or maybe even the same sex. Nothing unclean will ever enter my heaven, says God. You ever stolen anything, big or small? No thief shall ever enter heaven, says God, not me. It's God's exclusion of the unrighteousness from His heaven. So there goes your goodness. There's none good, friends. Not even one, says God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so therefore, all need my gospel. All need the gospel of God, the power of God, the dynamite of God, that is. You know, to use dynamite for good purposes. Sometimes we use it to put fires out. The dynamite of God, the gospel, it put the fire of your lust out. The dynamite of God, you know, sometimes we use dynamite to open up gold mines, diamond mines. Oh, God with His dynamite, His gospel, open up the treasures of the kingdom of heaven to you. The peace and the joy and the hope, the forgiveness. Is this the heart of the gospel? Forgiveness. There is forgiveness with God. No matter how dark and dangerous and how dirty your sins have been, are, there's forgiveness with God that He may be feared. Deeply respected because He's a holy God and you don't deserve His forgiveness. None of us do. But in His kindness, in His loving kindness, in His compassion and mercy, God offers you that forgiveness in the gospel. And the good news concerning His Son, Jesus Christ, is the power of God for salvation to everyone who's religious, no, who's good, morally upright, no, who believes, everyone who believes the gospel. Counted righteous in the eyes of God, right with God for time and for eternity. All the treasures of the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God, Jesus says, and His righteousness, and all the rest shall be added to you. Where do you find the righteousness that you need? The righteousness of God in the gospel. In the gospel. And the good news, Jesus Christ is the revealed righteousness of God. In Him you can be righteous. Outside of Him, you're unrighteous and unacceptable to God. Ah, friends, the gospel, the good news that brings salvation, that opens up the treasure house of God's kingdom. You know, and reveals these commodities that you can't buy, that you can't work for. Friends, the peace, you know. Oh, peace with God. Peace with God, the weapons of your warfare laid down in repentance. Laid down at the foot of the cross. Ah, dear friends, the Bible says the sinful mind is hostile to God. Not subject to the law of God, it cannot be. Cannot be. Because you're a rebel, a born rebel, born in sin, conceived in sin, in iniquity. You know, in your mother's womb, you come into the world, you know. Come out of your mother's womb with your fist in your maker's face. Ah, friends, that iniquity, that sin, that rebellious nature, it can't be taken away. That hostile mind, that mind that's hostile to God, that sinful, iniquitous, rebellious mind, it can't be taken away by the power of the gospel. Peace with God. Through faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who made peace. By the blood of His cross, Jesus has made peace, friends. And that peace is received in faith, believing in the gospel. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. There has to be a time, you see. There has to be a time, there has to be a day in your life when you lay down in repentance, you lay down the weapons of your warfare against God and submit and surrender to Almighty God. Coming from your sin, believing consciously, deliberately, willfully, forsaking, renouncing sin, and turning to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Peace with God brings the peace of God that passes all understanding, the Bible says, a miraculous, supernatural peace. It guards the heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Ah, the gospel. Only the gospel, only the good news about Jesus can bring that peace to your heart. And the peace of assurance, you know, that your sins are forgiven. And you got a home in heaven. That when you do die, when sin takes you out of this world and takes you into the presence of a sin-hating and holy God, you have the assurance, you know that it will be well with you then. That you will be welcomed into heaven instead of banished to the damnation of hell. Peace with God, the assurance of forgiveness. Hope. Hope not just for this world, but the world to come. Here you are today in your sin, living without hope for this world. Never mind the world to come. Terror, violence, culture of drugs. Friends, this present evil age, don't you know that you need to be saved? You need to be delivered from this present evil age? And don't you want to be delivered from this present evil age? The violence and the crime, the hatred, the bitterness, the terror, the killing and maiming. Don't you want to be delivered from it? Only the gospel can deliver you from it. Nothing and no one else but King Jesus. The very center, the heart of the gospel, Christ who died for sinners. Only He can deliver you from this present evil age. He died for that. He died for that. He died that you might be delivered from this present evil age. That you might have peace with God and know the peace of God. And that you might have hope for this world and for the world to come. But friends, there is a world to come. I know some of you, you live for this philosophy. When we're dead, that's the end of it. No, it's not. No, it's not, friends. And you know differently. In your heart of hearts, you know. Friends, we know from God's word, you see, nobody ever came back to tell us. Yes, He did. Jesus did. And He tells us in His word clearly. It's appointed for man once to die. After that comes the judgment. Death will take you into the presence of God. And God will dispatch you according to what you've done or not done with His Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world. Didn't have to, because we're already condemned. And this is the condemnation, says God, that you have not believed in the name of God's only Son. Condemned to a man or woman. Ah, friends, you know, the gospel, the good news, hope for this world, and hope for the world to come, freedom from the condemnation of sin. Oh, if you're in Christ Jesus, the Bible tells me, trusting that is in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation for such as they. They live in hope, a sure hope, a concrete hope, not the hope of this world, not the hope that something will turn up, not the hope that maybe, you know, not the hope that maybe I'll win the lottery on Saturday night, probably the worst thing that could happen to you. Sink you further and deeper into your unbelief, darkness, sin. Now, friends, the gospel, the good news, hope, friends, for this world and the world to come. And joy, joy that no one can take away from you, says Jesus, the joy that I'll give you. The joy of knowing that you know His disciples. Disciples of Jesus one day, they were out healing the sick and delivering the oppressed and doing all kinds of miraculous things, and they came back rejoicing because they were able to do these things. Jesus said to them, don't rejoice. Don't rejoice in that you're able to do these things. Rejoice in this, He said, that your names are written in heaven. In other words, that you're forgiven. And you've got the assurance of a home in heaven. Rejoice in that. But friends, if you've not been forgiven, I got nothing to rejoice about. And you got that same emotion, don't you see, about one another? He's as miserable as sin. She's as miserable as sin. You see that? You know that? Because sin makes you miserable. You don't like the effect, but you like the sin. You love the sin. You got this passionate love affair going with sin. And God says that love affair with sin's got to be broken off. It's got to be renounced. It's got to be forsaken. You got to turn your back in it. You got to repent. And you got to believe the gospel and get forgiven. Then you'll have joy in your heart. Then you'll have joy of more. But you got nothing to rejoice about today. As I look around me here in Leicester City, I see an awful lot of unhappy, miserable faces. Not much happiness about you. Eh? You keep telling me, you say, well, some of you do at least anyway. You tell me, you know, you just want to be happy. You know, as long as we're happy, it doesn't matter. It does, friends. It really does. Because you can't be happy. Eh? You try and try, but you can't. It doesn't last. Maybe happy for a while because you got money to spend. Because you got drugs in your vein or alcohol in your system, you know, or you're going on holiday maybe, or it's Christmas time, party time, but the joy, the happiness doesn't last. It soon evaporates and you're back to your old miserable self again. It don't last. But a joy I shall give you, says Jesus, that won't evaporate, that won't disappear overnight, that won't change with your circumstances. Friends, a happiness based on this, that your sins are forgiven and that you've got a home in heaven, that you know that all is well with you and your Maker. Only the gospel, only the good news, only Jesus Christ, only the Son of God, only the power of God unto salvation can give you such as this hope and joy and peace and forgiveness. That's the gospel. That's the good news. It's the love of God for sinners such as you and I. And friends, it's offered, it's presented and offered to you here today. Unfeignedly, sincerely, offered to you by God the forgiveness in the way of repentance and faith. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. God will show mercy, compassion, abundantly pardon. It's the way of repentance, you see. Let the wicked forsake his way, his pattern of living, his pattern of thinking. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Because that's where it begins. The thoughts of the heart. It's the heart that needs to be changed. You need to be born again. You need a new heart, new nature. The old nature, you see, that's the one from which comes all the sin, all the muck and all the filth and all the lust. Everything that will take you to hell one day if you don't repent of it and believe the gospel. The mind, the heart must be changed first. You must be born again, or you'll never even understand the kingdom of God, let alone enter into it.
Yeah.
You gotta be born again, washed in the Savior's blood, the muck of your sin washed away, and only the blood, only the shed blood of Jesus Christ can do that. Remove the stain. Emright had asked the question, what will wash away my stain? He answers the question, nothing but the blood of Jesus. To wash in the blood of the Lamb, your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? If not, you're not fit for God, you're not fit to die, you're not ready to die.
Jesus.
Thank the gospel, the dynamite of God, the power of God unto salvation, the gospel for everybody who believes. Repent and believe the gospel. Seek the Lord while He may be found. God assures you from His word, the Bible, that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek after Him. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened up to you, says Jesus. Do it, friends. Do it. Do it today. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts, as many, many have done and still do. Repent, believe the gospel. First recorded words of Jesus in the New Testament. Repent and believe the gospel, because the kingdom of God is at hand, and you can only enter it in the way of repentance and faith in the gospel. So I call upon you, command you in the words and in the name.